Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, before we begin, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to utilize this opportunity to give a huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. Huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Bence, Anomaly, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, Jenna the Filthy MTG Casuals, and Coach J-Row for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine for more information. Today's episode of the podcast is another fun-sized spotlight where I decide to go on Scryfall, click the random button, and then try to find the first card that pops up that I actually have in my collection and just talk about that for a few minutes. These are really fun to do because I never quite know exactly what card I'm going to end up with, and they obviously make me think a little bit about these cards and what I would do with them if I were to put them in a deck. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce today's card, which is second in a row as a legendary creature. That legendary creature is originally out of Ravnica's City of Guilds from the mid-2000s, and that is Sirkhew, Dimir Lobotomist. Sirkhew is a 2/3 human wizard, costing 2 in Dimir colors, that is blue-black, and has 2 very, very interesting abilities. So whenever you play a blue spell, remove the top card of target library from the game. Whenever you play a black spell, remove the top card of target library from the game. Your opponents can't play non-land cards with the same name as a card removed from the game of Sirkhew, Dimir Lobotomist. So the first time I read this card, I thought that you had to remove cards from your own library, which, again, you could definitely do. Again, it says target library for both the blue and black spell abilities. So you could technically remove cards from your own library and do silly things. I mean, really, if you were going to do that, I think you could do some sort of weird stacks build, where as long as you're able to protect Sirkhew, you could just fill your deck with a lot of quote-unquote staple cards, your Soul Rings, Arcane Signets, Rhystic Studies, if you want to go there, and just exile those cards from your library and force your opponents to not be able to play them. Obviously, it doesn't necessarily work if your opponents aren't playing blue or black, but again, it could be really cool to be able to do that. I think that's really one way you could do it, because again, there are ways to be able to get cards out of exile back to your library, or back to your hand. So obviously not the easiest to be able to do this. I mean, I feel like playing a Staxy version or, more of a Hate Bearish version there would be a little bit more difficult, but again, it would definitely be an interesting sort of build to have out there. The other way to look at this is if you run Sirkhew to be able to blow up your opponent's cards. So again, if you're able to run a lot of recursion, which again, blue and black are amazing at. No, you do not have Underworld Breach available, which again makes some of these things very, very broken. But if you're able to get some sort of infinite combo where you're able to just keep playing card after card after card out of your graveyard or your hand, the fact that you can potentially be able to mill your opponents out by removing their libraries from the game would be pretty interesting. There's so much interesting stuff you can do with this card. So I decided to go on EDH Rec and kind of take a look and see what people were doing. And it actually sees a lot more play than I thought it would. So there's 361 decks currently, ranked 870th as of the day that I'm recording. And there's a lot of, very, very powerful cards in this list, a lot of CDH cards. So your Dramatic Reversal, Notion Thief, Oppo Agent, Mystic Remora, Thassa's Oracle, Mystical Tutor, Demonic Consultation, Isochron Scepter, Dothi Voidwalker, just a bunch of cards you're going to see in CDH especially, but they're just good no matter where you are. Some mill cards, you have your Umbris, Fear Manifest, you have your Walking Combo Piece, which is Displacer Kitten. Just so many different things you can do. You have your Laboratory Maniac, obviously Thoracle, so you could technically mill yourself out if you wanted to. And I just feel like Sirkhew is an interesting commander in the fact that you can basically go after your opponent's decks, or you can go after your own deck. It's a very interesting ability that if you do have Sirkhew in play and you do play something like a Brainstorm, well, all of a sudden, you can start thinning your deck pretty easily by removing cards from your deck and then being able to go down there. It's sort of like a Demonic Consultation or a Tainted Pact. Obviously not nearly as efficient, but again, if you're able to get some sort of storm count going, you might be able to remove a bunch of cards from your library and be able to do things. Obviously, that's why you see Labman, you see Thoracle in there, is if you are able to find a way to be able to exile your entire library through drawing and through removing cards from your library, you might be able to do some really cool things. Also, the fact that you can go after your opponent's cards is also really nice. So this is especially important, like in CDH, where you have top deck tutors. You have your Vampiric Tutors, your Enlightened Tutors, Worldly Tutor, your one mana cycle of tutors, pretty much, where the cards go directly to the top of the library. Even Skimming Symmetry does the same thing. And the ability to be able to, in response to a trigger, be able to play, let's say, a Brainstorm, or literally any one mana black spell, you could remove that card from that player's top of that player's library. So Cirque really messes with top deck manipulation. This is really good against things like Elshatop. Sensei's Divining Top is extremely gross, because if someone puts top on top in response to something, Cirque then basically blows it right out of the water. Basically makes Sensei's Divining Top almost unusable in a way, especially if your opponents are trying to be able to return top to top. It's a nice way to be able to deal with other problematic ways of being able to have your opponents being able to do things, top cards of the library. If you use things like Mishra's Bauble, let's say, to be able to look at the top card of opponent's library, you're able to get rid of that with Cirque. So it's just a very interesting way to be able to screw with certain strategies, I think. Obviously, I don't really know if this would be CDH playable. I guess I'm just curious, because there is such a critical mass of top deck tutors, especially, I forgot to mention Imperial Seal too, where Cirque would be kind of expensive, but it does make me wonder if this is CDH playable now, just because the fact that the CDH card pool is, I don't necessarily want to say homogenous, but the fact is that if you're playing in a pod with three or four players playing blue, basically everyone's going to have a Mystic Remora, have a Rhystic Study, Demonic Tutor, things like that. And if you have Cirque on the battlefield, actually, I don't even know, do you even need Cirque on the battlefield? It doesn't say. It honestly doesn't say. Your opponents can't play non-land cards with the same name as card removed from the game of Cirque Demir Lobotomist. You may not even need this card on the battlefield to be able to actually do things. That's very interesting. And if that's the case, if you do play this in CDH, you could seriously blow some people out just because of the quote-unquote staples list just being shared by pretty much every list in the format. There's actually some sneaky abilities for this card to be very, very busted in the upper levels of the Nitro Casual, especially the CDH scene. Yes, it costs 4 mana, but again, CDH, there's a lot of fast mana out there. You can do cool things with it. And the ability to be able to kind of have a nice Demir Stacks control shell available, especially if you run this as your commander, is really nice. And then there's also going to be a lot of very, very cheap blue and black spells you can use in response to other people's tutors. You can just do a lot of gross, gross things with this commander. And if you don't even need Cirque on the battlefield for this effect to work, that's very interesting. So, I feel like I'd want a judge here to make sure that I'm correct on that one. And if you do need Cirque on the battlefield, that does complicate things. But even if you're able to just keep your commander on the battlefield and you're able to remove cards from your opponent's libraries, and especially at that CDH level, the ability to be able to blow up or prevent people from playing some of these super powerful cards. If you hit someone's Thoracle, all of a sudden no one else can do the Demonic Consultation combo. Well, you've already taken out some decks in the format just by doing that. Like I said, you basically nerf Elshatop with this deck if you're able to hit a Sensei's Divining Top. You're this card basically hoses entire strategies just by being somewhat staxy. And that is honestly frightening. I guess I never really saw the ability in this card when I had it in my when I have it in my chaff pile. I was just kind of thinking, I don't know. It just doesn't seem to have that ability to really do what I wanted to do. But now that I look at it again, this card has some scary upside to it. Again, whether you are milling yourself or you're milling an opponent, it doesn't really matter. The fact is that this can really hose your opponents at the higher echelons of play. So, yeah, I think I learned something. And that's really what I enjoy about these fun-sized spotlights is I get a chance to look at the card by itself in isolation for several minutes, and I start seeing extra utility for these cards, and it's frankly quite interesting. So that's why I love doing these. Anyway, if you're interested in checking out Sir Q Demir Lobotomist, the Ravnica City of Guilds version is $2.86, and the Guilds of Ravnica Guild Kit version is about $1.50. So definitely go check those out. And again, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the Fun Size Spotlight, and you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.